Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services. Today, we are going to talk about money and the world financial system. I used to say the coming world financial system. But what we need to realize is, once you have a system, you must have it complete before you put it into action. Just exactly like when they sent the men to the moon, they had to have the complete rocket, the complete capsules already tested and functioning. They had to have the complete tracking and backup and all of the computer things that they needed to have. And then they sent the rocket to the moon. The men landed on the moon and came back. Well, you don't start out and say, well, let's go to the moon. Hey, you two guys come over here. We're going to strap you on this rocket here. We're going to send you up the moon. You tell us what's going to happen. And it fails, see? Well, likewise, or we're going to see with the world financial system, it is almost ready. And we're going to see the instrumentality that they use, and we're going to see how it is going to come about. Now, first of all, we know in Deuteronomy 28, it tells us to the Israelite nations, and so let's apply this today in the end time. If they would obey God, they would be blessed in everything, correct? And they would lend to many nations, and they wouldn't have to borrow. So all you have to do to understand how seriously in sin we really are is just look at the debt. Not only in America, Western Europe, and then also much of the rest of the world. Let's come to Psalm 62, and let's see something that's important to understand. This labels politics, and this labels how to get wealth, and this tells us, also gives us a clue as to what we need to look to. Let's pick it up here in verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. Sound like a political system, the banking system, entertainment system? Yes, indeed. General society? Yes. When weighed in the balance, they're altogether lighter than vanity. Verse 10. Trust not in oppression. Because we know in Deuteronomy 28, it says that if we sin, we're going to end up borrowing from other nations, and they will be rulers over us. How many have seen the ad with the Chinese ad? Talking about how the Americans have forsaken their principles, and we're following their principles, and we're doing well, and now we own most of their wealth. And right at the end, the Chinaman who is giving the lecture says, and they work for us. He smiles a big smile, and the whole class breaks out in laughing. Okay. But when you have the kind of borrowing system we have, it is oppression. And if you've suffered under high interest rates, it is oppression. Do not take pride in stolen goods. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice I've heard this. That power belongs to God. The way to wealth is God's way. And of course, the greatest wealth is the spiritual wealth. However, Satan comes along and says, I will give you a benefit. All the nations of the world have been given to me. And if you worship me, isn't that what he told Jesus? I will give them to you and the power and the glory of them. And so they get the benefit, which then is prospering in sin. Now we're told, don't be upset when the wicked prosper, because their end is going to come. I'll just paraphrase it. You take care of your relationship with God. Don't try and get something. And how about all these schemes? Something for nothing? All right. Remember Bernie Madoff? Well, guess what happened this morning at 4 o'clock Eastern Time? His son, who was also involved in it, committed suicide. The wages of sin, death? Yes. And I think that Bernie Madoff confessed guilty so he would be safe in federal prison. All right, let's go on. Let's come here to Psalm 39. Psalm 39. Okay, Psalm 39 and verse 6. Surely every man walks about in a vain show. Isn't that true? Surely there are an uproar in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who shall gather them. And like Solomon lamented how many times? Oh, what's going to happen when I die? I got all this gold and all this silver, and I'm smarter than anybody else. And so the one who inherits it from me, is he going to be a fool or is he going to be wise? Well, his son turned out to be a fool because of his sins. That is Solomon's sins. Okay? Now, let's come and see in a very important principle in the book of Proverbs. Now, some of these things we've covered before, but we're going to cover them again. Psalm 23, let's pick it up here in verse 3. Proverb. I said Psalm, excuse me, correction. Proverbs 28 and verse 3. Okay. Do not weary yourself to be rich. Verse 4, let's go to verse 4. Okay. Do not weary yourself to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Get the wisdom of God. Okay, let me do that again. 23, verse 4. Okay. 23 and verse 4. Do not weary yourself to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. When your eyes look upon it, all the wealth, okay, it is gone. Especially today in our digital society. For surely riches make wings for themselves and they fly into heaven like an eagle. Like in the book Aftershock, the fellow said, what's going to happen to all the money and all the profits when the system collapses? He said, it's all going to money heaven. So isn't it amazing how accurate that the Bible is? Yes, indeed. Okay? Let's look a little bit at the system that we have and why we have it and how we came to get it. Since we're right here in Proverbs, let's go back to Chapter 22 and verse 7, just turn the page. And here's what we see absolutely true. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Can't get away from that. Now let me give you just an example. I get this wonderful mailer from Chase Bank. Said, you have qualified for this card. And, of course, it contains the terms that are in it. Well, I didn't apply for it, but here's what they say. And this will also tell us that the final end before the total crash of the whole world system, before they bring in the world currency, is inflation. Now, the book that they're reading most of, that is the financial advisors, is the book about the fall of the Weimar Republic. Remember how they inflated the mark? And you ended up paying billions of dollars for billions of marks for a loaf of bread? Well, the whole thing was planned. They printed money. What are we doing? Printing money. What else are we doing? Buying our bonds. What has happened to the interest rate? It's already gone up. 30-year bonds were discounted to 95, means you make 5% in the first year on your purchase. And the interest rate was 4.48, which means the first year you actually made 9.5% on your money. That was right after that they bought the $600 billion worth of stock. Well, let me show you how the bank is wanting to entice you to get in, and then going to stick it to you later on. 0% for the first six billing cycles. After that, 13.24. And this APR will vary with the market rate based on the prime rate. Now, what was the highest that the prime rate ever went in our lifetime? No, it was when Paul Volcker took over to kill the Carter inflation. It was inflation was running at 13%. He jacked up the prime rate to 19.5. So if you have a 7-point spread, you're paying 26%, which then will be the lowest rate. Okay? For cash advances, oh, we want you to do this. Now, we only charge you a fee of $100 when you make a cash advance of, say, $2,000. And then you will only have to pay 24.4% interest on that cash advance. Isn't that lovely? Now, all of this is added to your digital billing, see? And you don't see any of this, and you get the bill, and it says minimum payment. Most people only look at the minimum payment. They don't look at how much they owe because they're afraid to look at it, you know. And the minimum payment gives you maybe $5 over the interest rate. All right. Now then, for an overdraft, you're going to pay 24.4% plus a fee. Penalty APR and when it applies. The highest rate that they have here, which will then be plus the prime rate. Okay? Guess what it is? 29.99%. Have the banks built in for inflation? Yes. Do the banks know eventually what is coming? Yes. So I looked at that and said, bingo, there it is. Okay. Penalty APR, that is the 29.99%, will apply to your account if you fail to make the minimum payment by the date and the time due. What if it got lost in a snowstorm? Or you exceed your credit line, or make a payment to us that is returned unpayable, or do any of the above on another account or loan you have with us of our related companies. So you have your house loan with them, and you are a day late in making the payment. Bingo, they can do it. That's just Chase. Okay? Now, what do you think that these money men do that loan you money for the week? Okay? All right? The borrower is the slave to the lender. Okay, come down here to verse 16. He who oppresses the poor to multiply riches for himself, and he who gives to the rich only comes to poverty. That is, in the end run. Now, why do we have such a system as this? How did this occur? What has happened? Let's see. We already talked about men of high degree are a lie. Let's come back here to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Jeremiah 17. Now, we're going to see in the long run that the most powerful man in the world is not the President of the United States. It is not the Congress, but it's the one who controls the money just exactly as Rothschild said hundreds of years ago. Let me control the money supply, and I don't care who controls the government, because I will control them. Okay? Jeremiah 17. Let's pick it up here in verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a scrub in a desert, and shall not see when good comes. But he shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land that is not inhabited. That's the curse. Now look, even in the middle of it, I want you to understand, as bad as times are going to get, there are blessings that God will give to us because we love him and follow him. See? And just always keep in mind what I've said, the last 10 or 12 years? Get out of debt. Get out of debt. Verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. God will have a way to provide for you regardless of how desperate the times are. Remember with the 3.5-year drought that was in the days of Elijah? God protected him by sending him out of the country to the city of Sidon to a widow, and then God gave the blessing of the flour and the oil never running out for 3.5 years. See, these kind of blessings don't come until you need them. But how is your behavior up to that time? How much do you love God and serve him and so forth? That's all part of it. But notice, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters. You can put in your margin there, Psalm 1. It sends out its roots by the river, and it shall not fear when the heat comes, but its foliage shall be green, and he is not worried in a year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. Now, those are the two comparisons. But here's why we have the deceitful system that we have. Now, it's all based on deceit. If the bank has $1 million in deposits in reserve, it can loan up to 93% of that. In other words, it can say, this will guarantee us loans for 93% of that. So they loan it out in tranches, but one of the requirements that they have if you get a loan with a bank is you must open an account and deposit it in the bank, so that comes back in the bank, and then they can loan again on it, you see. So this is the house of cards that they have stacked. And this is all deceit. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what our whole system is based upon. Deceit. Absolutely incredible the way it is handled. And I'll tell you about the mortgage. I can make it a little more clear on the mortgage thing for you on what happened and why that helped bring down the financial system. Okay, let's go on here. Since we're in Jeremiah, let's come to Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5, back just a few places here. Okay, Jeremiah 5, verse 26. For among my people are found wicked ones. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap, they catch men. And how many people have been swindled out of money? Even saw one where there were supposedly a church and ministers standing up there and guaranteeing that they would make 12% on their money, and it was just a repeat of Bernie Madoff. And some people gave as much as $200,000 and lost every penny of it. And also, you have to be careful who is your financial advisor. Because you see, all the time, financial advisor takes money out for his own use and goes on his way. Verse 27, like a cage full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. One scheme upon another scheme upon another scheme, and you can add to that, as we have in the nation, legal gambling. And guess what they want to attach to this new bill that they're wanting to pass? Gambling online. Let's cheat them out of every nickel, every dime. So you can imagine it. They're online, and they're gambling online and losing money. And then they go to the bank, and they see that they have, you know, $10,000 in credit, and they can take that. So they download that into their account, and they gamble that away, see? Gambling is based upon lust of the individual to want to get something for nothing. See, that's how Satan holds out the benefit. Well, look, what if you won? The bigger question in the odd is, what if you lost? Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. Would you not say that's the way that the elite are? The international elite in the world? Yes, indeed. They're the ones who control it. They have become fat. They have become sleek. Yea, they excel in evil deeds. That's the whole financial system, the whole governmental system, and the religious system. The most sanctimonious pretenders of all are in the religious system. Okay, there we go. Now, let's look at some others here. Come to Jeremiah 28. Let me check and see if that's where we want to go. No, that's not where we want to go. Proverbs 28. Beg your pardon. Just keep going forward a little bit here. Proverbs 28. And let's pick it up here in verse 11. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor man who has understanding will find him out. Today, that's called a whistleblower. And there's a lot in the system that needs to really be exposed. Yes, indeed. Let's see how this works here. Okay? Let's come back to the Jeremiah 9. You're memorizing where everything is? When you have this memorized, go back and try your King James, and you won't be able to find your way. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Okay? So here's what God is telling the world. Thus says the Lord, do not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, and do not let the rich man glory in his riches, because all of their schemes are going to come to an end. Now, what they do, they all scheme together. And we find this here in the book of Micah. Let's come to Micah, the third chapter. They all scheme together. And it's like he's talking about here the city of Jerusalem. Oh, it's the city. Micah 3. Let's pick it up here in verse 1. Micah 3 and verse 1. There we go. And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and magistrates of the house of Israel. Is it not for you to know justice? Now look at what we've been suffering with this government here. Oh, and by the way, let me recommend that if you have Fox News, you watch Glenn Beck. And you'll find out what's happening politically and monetary-wise. And we are this close to having lost the whole nation if it wasn't for this recent election. Now, I believe he is a watchman financially and governmentally for America. But when it comes to spiritual things, he doesn't understand them. But somebody's got to be a watchman. And he explains how things work. And this is how they're going to work it financially. It is top down, bottom up, inside out. That's the formula. How many here have watched? If you don't, put it on your DVR and DVR it. And then you can go back and you can eliminate all of the advertisements and you're down to about 32 minutes. Okay? Top down is the government. Bottom up are those subversive organizations pushing the groundswell. Now, they discovered this when the communists took over Czechoslovakia. They already had the shadow government and a lot of people in there who were communists that were sleepers. So when the time came, bam, here's all of this stuff taking place. Now, in America, I want you to think about President Obama and all his czars. He has a czar where there is also every cabinet member. Why does he have that? Is that the shadow government at the top? I don't know. We'll have to see. Then at the bottom, you have the agitators. Remember the riots in Greece? Riots in France? Now the riots in England? These are all the agitators from the bottom. And the people are turned inside out, and they scream to the top, give us help. So then they come down with the help, and voila, the communists are in charge. And I think he's right. We're about that close. And they've been going at this for nearly, well, a little over 100 years in America. So you watch that. Okay. Verse 2. You who hate the good and love the evil, you who tear the skin off my people and strip the flesh off their bones, how do you do that? Economically, religiously, oppress them. And also you can add in there all of these corporations that produce all of this disease-causing food that is supposedly better for us than anything else. And I think you will see when you watch what Glenn Beck has been doing, we have a lot to do to get out from underneath it. So there better be a good number of righteous people around to hold back the tide. And the biggest unspoken one that I'm going to give you information about is what Glenn Beck only just touched on a very little. And that will be our monetary and world financial system. Okay? And break their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for the pot and like flesh for the cauldron. Yes, and then back in Ezekiel 11:3 it says, well, the city is our pot and all of these people will put into the cauldron. In other words, we are going to crush everyone together to get our will. Another way to look at that is look at what has happened to Venezuela about the last 7 years. See? With the president's wonderful friend, Hugo Chavez. Okay? All right. Those things are there. Now, who is the power behind all of this? How are these things taking place? They've taken place in the past. Let's come back to Ezekiel. Book of Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel 27, we won't go through it, but it covers all the nations of the world with their ancient names. And it shows that men have been trading all kinds of things. Ezekiel 27. Then compare that with Revelation 18 and the fall of Babylon the Great. Why does God liken the world system to the city of Babylon? Because you just read it and think, oh, a city. How can a city affect the whole world? The city is typical of every city in the world because all the cities in the world are the same. It's the Babylonian system, right? Yes, indeed. You travel the world over. The next time you see something about modern China and you see their freeways and you see their buildings, just ignore all of the Chinese writing and the neon signs and things like that and just picture English on it and it's identical to us. So wherever you go, the cities are the same. The governments are the same. They're based on Babylon the Great, right? Yes. The financial system is the same. It's based on Babylon the Great. And that's where they first started marginal lending. Someone comes in and says, I have some gold I want you to store. I don't trust it. And I understand you have a real safe place to put it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's your receipt. Now what you can do with this receipt, you can take it out and use it as currency. And that's how currency started. When they actually had gold and silver, when the governments could not raise taxes, they shaved off some of the gold off the coins. And they shaved off some of the silver and made new coins. Isn't that wonderful? You know, your 1 ounce silver dollar bill went down to a half ounce. Your 1 ounce gold coin went down to a quarter ounce. See? Where did the rest go? Well, it went into the pocket of someone else. Okay? All right, now let's see it here in Ezekiel 28. Let's see the power behind this because it is a lying, deceiving system. Ezekiel 28 and verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre. Now, we're going to see about the king of Tyre a little later, who is Satan the devil. Okay? Remember, Satan can't do anything unless he possesses a person. See? That's what he's going to do with the beast. What happened with Judas Iscariot? Satan possessed him. Right, same way here. This is what he's talking about. The Prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up and you said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, right? Revelation, the 13th chapter, correct? Yes. In the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not God, and though you set your heart as the heart of a God, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret they can hide from you. So here's going to be a genius man. Going to have to be a whole lot better than our current president. With your wisdom and with your understanding, you have made riches for yourself and have gotten gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom and by your trade, you have multiplied your riches and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. How do you multiply riches? Well, today, you can multiply them when you have a digital system. You can multiply them when you take securities and you sell them. You can multiply them if you are a banker and answer to no one. And I'm going to shock you because it's new information that has just come out. What the United States Federal Reserve has done during all this money crisis and how much money they actually have, what they have revealed that they have. They don't tell you what they have. That's how you multiply riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon you, the most ruthless of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they shall defile your brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and you shall die the death of those slain in the midst of the sea. Will you yet say before him who kills you, I'm a God? Well, don't touch me. I'm a God. But you're a man and not a God in the hand of him who kills you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Now, when God says that, it says he's spoken. It's going to happen. How is the beast really going to die? Revelation 19, he's going to be cast in a lake of fire, right? Yes, indeed. You imagine him saying to the angel that picks him up to throw him in the lake of fire, I'm a God, don't throw me in there. Just try it out for size. Okay. Now let's go on here. Verse 11. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, lift up a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you seal up the measure of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. That's why we know that the king, and who's the king of this world today? Satan the devil. The king of Tyre was possessing the prince of Tyre because there were only four people in Eden, the garden of God, correct? God, Adam, Eve, the serpent. After the sin, they weren't allowed in, correct? So this has to be referring to Satan. And we know in Isaiah 14 that he says, I'm going to ascend above the clouds of God, above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. And that's what Satan's whole purpose has been, to be like God, but he can't be. After then, he talks about all of the riches that he had. Verse 14, you are the anointed cherub that covers. I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. When he thought that he could be like God. Now, I do not know what he did with the angels. Why did one-third of the angels follow him? Was he developing deceitful riches like he is today? I do not know. But we get a little hint of that here. But this is what he has done in the world. By the multitude of your merchandising, world trade, banking system, leverage lending, they have filled the midst of you with violence and you have sinned. Therefore, I will cast you as profane from the mountain of God and will destroy you, O covering cherub, from among the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings that they may behold you. Notice what he says here, verse 18. By the multitude of your iniquities and by the unrighteousness of your trade, you have profaned your sanctuaries. Were there places to worship God in? Was it just like today? The places where they're supposed to worship God, they were worshiping Satan. What is another, what we would might say, semi-sacred place? The banks. Yes, indeed. Now, let's go ahead, take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to read to you the untold story, which was forced to be revealed by the Federal Reserve because laws just recently passed. And it is going to blow you away.